Boom. That's fourth dimensional chess essays. Let's head down to the UK is asshole and find out how all of them race riots are going, considering the entire place is full of far right terrorists. They're the only ones causing problems, boys. Nobody else in merry old England is causing any problem. Not the future engineers and scientists and doctors. No. Don't worry about the acid attacks and the rapes. No. It's all those Englishmen having a problem with the rapings and stabbings that are the problem. Oh, wait. Take a look at this. You got a, you have a viral post from somewhere. I don't know what mad lad launched this op over here, but they told all of these Antifa goofballs and the Muslim patrol units, our super duper secret white supremacist meetings, we're going to go burn down 100 immigration offices. And so all of these left-wing goofballs went out to these different areas where the far right was supposedly going to go burn down these immigration centers. And surprise, no, the far right wasn't going to burn anything down. And a whole bunch of armed lunatics from the left-hand side showed up to these events. There was nobody from the right to fight. So they started setting shit on fire themselves. And the police arrested them. Holy balls. Holy balls. And then after the police arrest all of these Antifa fucking weirdos, they go, this was a successful night. The far right didn't burn anything down. It wasn't fiery, but mostly peaceful. Andy, no, over here. Yesterday, thousands of left-wing goofball Antifa and Muslim protesters gathered in multiple English cities in response to a viral hoax that far-right planned 100 attacks and riots on immigration-related offices. There's been no discussion on the disinformation that led to some violence and arrests. Instead, the coverage from the BBC reports claims of peace and unity as the police congratulated themselves. Because, again, they got a gaslight and push a narrative that only the English citizens are violent. But there were no English, there was no far-right English citizens in any of these riots that were, you guys arrested all these left-wing goofballs. So they keep doing this. This is a incredibly beautiful tactic where the right tells these lefty idiots that we're going to go riot and burn this place down. Then a bunch of Antifa lunatics and these Muslim protesters, they all show up with machetes. And the police are like, oh, shit, we got to arrest you, right? What are you going to arrest me for? Well, you've got a machete, and that's illegal in this country. And so then a whole bunch of left-wing goofballs get arrested. And then when there are riots, it's just lefty idiots setting shit on fire. Beautiful, beautiful. So successful night, the Met police chief said. After mostly peaceful rallies in England. They did the line, boys. Say the line. Mostly peaceful. Fiery, but mostly peaceful. These are all left-wing lunatics who was doing the looting and the fight. All of a sudden, you don't want to arrest rioters. All of a sudden, you don't want to arrest looters. They hunted down people. They hunted down white Englishmen who retweeted shit. They hunted them down. Because that was an incitement to violence, and you'll be, okay, well, this is actual violence. This is actual violence. And you're running protection for them. Like, here's eight people arrested for assault. They were assaulting emergency workers, possession of offensive weapons, and other offenses like rape and looting. But it was a successful night of unity from the communities. Yeah, those communities were looting shit. That you said was, you know, terrorism. You got to go hunt them down. No, they only interested in hunting down Englishmen. They're only interested in hunting down men and women of actual European birthright who are standing up, acknowledging, and noticing that their country has been opened up to invaders. That's who these scumbags want to shut down. They don't got a problem with riots. They don't got a problem with lootings. They don't got a problem with acid attacks. They don't have a problem with any of that. If the left-wingers are doing it, if the commies are doing it, the future engineers and scientists are doing it, if they're doing it, it's fine. You got a problem with it, that's an incitement to violence, and you'll be arrested for your tweets. Because this is an overthrow. It's an overthrow. That's what's happening here. But boy, that's hilarious. Tricking Antifa lunatics and open borders lunatics into showing up to events where the far right isn't. They're not there. They're not going to be there. And then these idiots go, okay, well, we're already here with our riot juice, So let's just burn some shit down. They burn some shit down. The police is forced to arrest the lefties. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And then again, the lefty establishment over here protecting their left-wing goofballs that they had to arrest. Hilarious. Show this to normies. Show this to normies. And guys, thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel, and kept up to date on Antifa getting duped. Antifa getting duped and arrested. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.